This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Coach, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse.
Yeah, we're going to have to crank the volume up on you, Coach. But I'm guessing the players have not had to crank the your volume up in the last week or so in workouts here.
Yeah, I mean, the definitely my voice is the least of the concerns. They've been working hard, and I just think it's not so much a yelling thing. It's just more of how we practice, a lot of up-tempo, a lot of, you know, vocalization, a lot of communication amongst the coaches. So it's not just my voice, it's all the coaches' voices.
Well, we are, I want to preview some of the things with the team here. Your opening game is on, in essence, what I would call the Labor Day weekend, Saturday, September 3rd, but on the road at St. Lawrence. Let's not talk about that right now, but let's talk about your team. So what are you learning so far in the first days of workouts with the team?
I think it's like any year. I mean, it's a new team, you know. I mean, we talk about every year, you know, each year's you know, funeral and a birth. I mean, last year's team, is not here, and there's a new team coming, no matter what you do in the past. And I think it's, you know, for us, it's great to see the freshmen on the field. You got, you know, months or years of recruiting and get them on campus and see them on the field and see how they are. At the same time, seeing our guys after having a great off-season with our strength coach, Coach Dustin, who does a phenomenal job, and, you know, either the spring and stuff at the same time, what they did in the summer, and kind of see who's in shape and who's not.
I know I'm not going to ask you about specific players, Coach, right now. We can save that for a future interview and roles on this year's 2022 team, because it's a bit early for you to be talking about that, I think, right now with us. But just tell me, what are the big holes that you would be trying to fill off of last year's team to this year's team?
I think defensively, I mean, losing, you know, Tim Russell, who was defensive player of the year, and not only was a good player, he was an unbelievable leader. You know, so obviously play Sam, and then Manny Squall, the other linebacker. So having those are the two returners, two guys that graduated that we need to open up to the linebacker position, and then having someone like Sam LaPone, who's an all-conference defensive lineman of the year, you know, replacing him. So those are obviously defensively, you know, bigger holes up the middle there. So you know, offensively, we were probably more younger last year. So I think defensively is more replacement in those positions. And offensively, probably more of the, you know, outside receiver position.
I know we posted a story last week on some changes on your coaching staff. Do you want to comment on that at all, or any notes on the 2022 coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, we're excited to have those guys. I mean, having a few coaches come down from the FCS level, just, you know, I think it just speaks about, you know, not football or athletics, but just Endicott College and the fact that, you know, people are willing to, you know, not willing, shouldn't they want to come here and work, you know, that tells you the environment we have here. And again, I'm not talking as a football program, athletics, so in athletics too, but also just as a college and the community we have here. But I'm excited to have those coaches. They bring a great mindset, great experience, and they've been a welcome addition. And I think they have great ideas, and the players have adapted very well. You know, I think with coaches leaving to become, you know, head coaches or, you know, to get elevated, I mean, I think it just shows that, you know, not only for those coaches to get that position, but also just that it shows that, you know, I think it's a testament to what, you know, Endicott College has done for those guys.
All right, I'm going to ask you about beach ball or beach football that has been on Twitter, and it's sweeping the country. Tell us about this theme or this kind of internal message that you have with the team this year. It's all over the Twitter account.
Yeah, it's kind of like our own internal, you know, meaning. I mean, I know when you met me the first time we met, that I had a beach ball in my office. It's still here, and it's it makes sense nowadays with hashtags, and that's something we came up with my first year about the beach and, you know, the sun and the sand and the waves, and obviously having four private beaches on campus makes sense. You know, we're not in the middle of the wilderness calling ourselves beach ball, but internally we have our own different meaning for it, so I think our players understand that culture. It's more like a beach culture and stuff that we do internally, and obviously getting the publicity that we did it for, you know, we didn't do it, but getting it's been unbelievable. And you have someone like David Portnoy of Barstool Sports, you know, almost 1 million views, and, you know, people have just, you know, whether they make funny or not, I mean, any pub is good pub, and I think it's been great.
Gotcha. I want to ask you one last thing. It was back in July. You guys had a prospects camp at the school, and maybe just tell us about that, because I assume that's an annual thing that would be happening again next summer.
Yeah, we've done it every year, obviously, besides the COVID year. And it's been, you know, just have local guys that, you know, either we invite or guys that wanted to come and showcase themselves. And selfishly for us, it gets them in front of us, and they get coached by, you know, potential position coaches here. And at the same time, just like we're evaluating them, they're evaluating us. And in addition, they're also seeing our campus if they haven't been here before. And each year it's gotten more and more. And this year was the highest participants we've had since we've been here.
Coach, I'll let you go, but I'll leave you with an open-ended question. If there's anything else you want to share with us about the team and the workouts so far, or anything else coming up this week or before we talk again soon, hopefully.
No, I think it's just, you know, just a few days in the camp. It's funny, today's Monday morning, and we just got off the field, and I was talking. I'm like, oh, wait, today's Monday. I forgot. So it's like, but it's great. I mean, where else would you rather be? I mean, you're not in class. You're not at work. You're on the football field. So what's better than that?
Sounds great. All right, Coach, we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yep, Coach Paul McGonigal, Endicott College Football. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.